2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Are we ready to start?
Well, this ready.
This is disorganized.
Hold on. I think it'll be fine.
Scary's just going to be.
We're doing a podcast. We're not waiting.
Right.
We're rolling.
You guys, why are you doing this? This is rude. It's obnoxious.
No, this is the time we always start. You're not prepared, right, Gandhi? I feel
yes.
like that's the. Garrett,
absolutely.
Garrett, you feel like that's the case?
I literally walk out from another studio with equipment and I'm ready.
I know.
You're in the studio.
We didn't do anything new today.
But I'm moving equipment around because Elvis was sitting in this chair.
What's that expression? Excuses are like assholes?
Yep, everybody's got one.
Yeah, some are bigger than others.
And they all stink.
I bet not everybody has an asshole. There's probably one or two people that don't have
one. Yeah, because you know what? There's people that have like serious accidents with combines and they get cut in half.
That's right.
How do those people survive?
Colostomy bags.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say I lost a hand.
Mm-hmm.
How did you lose it?
Farming accident.
Okay. All right.
Do I wash my hands like this?
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry. Do I wash my hand like this?
Probably.
Yeah. I was just thinking about
that. What the fuck are we talking about?
Or you get a prosthetic.
Yes.
And then you go for it.
I wouldn't have a prosthetic hand. I would have like a hook or something.
Absolutely. If I lost a hand, without a doubt, it would be a hook.
Yeah.
And whether I need an eye patch or not, eye patch is coming with me.
I would dry my hand and wash it against myself.
But not if you weren't naked at the time. What if you were at work?
I would still like dry and wash my hand like this.
But
on
unless
your clothes?
Titty is also getting soaped up, like you have soap on that tit that you're rubbing, it's not going to be
my
any
leg,
cleaner.
Or my leg, my pants.
Well,
I
same
mean.
Thing. On your pants. The pants are so dirty.
I guess your face is your best bet. Or your other arm if you just have a stump. I don't know.
Most likely you have a stump. You have a stump.
All right, what are we talking about now? Gandhi, didn't you have something better than stump talk?
I wanted an opinion from you guys. Let's say that you have a friend who is kind of, they're getting presented with a new opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
They're so excited about this opportunity. You know that opportunity is a piece of shit. And it sucks. But on paper and in front of them, it looks so amazing. Do you dash all their hopes?
You got to be honest.
Find out for yourself.
I know who you're talking about, and I agree with you.
Why don't you shut up, Scotty?
Yeah. I think we all know, but we'll just move on.
God!
Okay, here's the question. I think it really depends on how good of a friend you are with that person.
Like,
Danielle's back. Stop talking
about
it. What are you talking about?
I mean, we're not super tight. I mean, it's not like we talk on the phone all the time, but I know this person fairly well.
Is this a better opportunity than the opportunity that they were just in?
That's a tough call.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of almost like a lateral move with a few things that could be much, much harder.
Mm-hmm.
Are they already in the opportunity?
Yeah, now.
Oh.
So
I'm
you
just
missed your
opportunity.
You missed your chance.
This is a moot point.
I think if you should have told him beforehand, because I think now it's kind of like, why didn't you
tell
me beforehand?
No, I'm not saying anything now. I'm just wondering, like, for the future, if something like that happens, would you have told this person, watch out?
If it was
this is going to be crazy.
If it was as bad as you're making it seem.
Oh, you all know it.
Yeah.
See, then yes.
I have honestly told people, when they've asked me about different opportunities, I've said, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
And how many times does it happen that they do it anyway, and then they come back to you and they go, I should have listened.
To you.
Yep.
That happened to the guy that married my sister.
How did that work out, Froggy?
He did it. He asked my dad for my sister's hand in marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad told him, don't do it. It's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. He did it anyways. And guess what? It was the biggest mistake of his whole life. So none of us feel sorry for him. None of us. Not,
I hope
not
your sister doesn't watch this.
I got to be honest with you, Danielle. I really wouldn't give a fuck if she did hear it.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
I had no idea Froggy had a sister until like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, Froggy, dude, how many years were we know each other? I didn't know you had a sister.
In Froggy's mind, he doesn't have a sister.
Who's that?
Wow.
Is she older or younger?
Older.
Wow. Is this the only member of a family in this room that's estranged from another family member? Like,
well, some people don't know.
I wouldn't
know
say estranged.
You know I have a brother and a sister.
But you still talk to them, right?
Yeah. Everybody knows that, right?
Yeah,
that's
you have a relationship
knowledge.
With them, though. Yeah.
Nate has a brother.
I have two older brothers.
Oh,
well,
you have two.
Yeah,
okay.
Two older brothers. Yeah, I have two older brothers. Still talk to them.
I have not spoken to my sister in 17 years.
Wait, what?
I haven't spoken to her in 17 years.
Where's she living?
No kidding.
He doesn't know.
I don't know. Last I knew, she was in North Carolina.
Oh,
Oh, you should go knock on her door as a bit.
Why? I don't think.
Yeah, as a bit. For ratings.
Yeah, make sure you record it.
She doesn't want to hear from me. I don't want to hear from her. Like, it's fine the way it is.
Hey, it makes Christmas cheaper. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Oh, I didn't celebrate Christmas with your
family. You don't have anybody else in your life who doesn't talk to their, like, brothers and sisters? I have, like, three or four friends who don't haven't talked to their siblings in years.
Yeah. I know it happens. I know it happens. And I know that there are very justified reasons for why it happens. I cannot imagine it. Yeah. I mean, my sister, there's no one closer to me in the world than my sister. We grew up with the same two crazy parents.
So
we have
you
trauma
and your sister and your family.
Yes.
And my, Brody's an only child. We know
that.
Yeah,
but can we get back to Froggy for a second? I got questions. Go to Garrett, but then I want to go back
to Froggy.
No,
I want to know about Garrett. Garrett's got two sisters.
Yes, and a brother.
A brother?
No.
No, he doesn't.
Scotty B obviously has a brother.
And why is that an obviously?
Okay.
Andrew has a sister.
Diamond has a sister.
I didn't know Diamond has a sister. Diamond, you got a sister?
Yeah.
You still talk, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Older, younger?
4 years older.
Okay.
4 years older.
My dad has a brother and a sister, and he doesn't talk to either one of them. So we have no relationship with an aunt and an uncle or their kids.
Wow. Think of all those birthday cards you missed out on.
I'm fascinated by this. Yeah.
So my grandfather had like 6 or 7 siblings, and his father died young, so he had to support the family, and none of them appreciated it, so he disowned all of them. So like, he's like, I hate them, they're all like rotten people. So then, I don't know, about 15 years ago, we looked them up, and we met them, and he was right. They're terrible people.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah, the whole wing of the family is obnoxious.
You know, I guess this isn't so uncommon. I mean, I know people, you know, girls I've dated, they don't talk to significant, you know, siblings or, you know, family members.
Is that a red flag?
Kind of, yes.
Because, so this is the only reason I say it's a little bit of a red flag. You know that whole, when you marry someone or you date someone, you're not just dating them, you're dating their whole family, right?
Yeah.
So when they bring all that drama with them, is it like, oh, what's going on there? I always wonder.
What if the people are awful and they're just, they don't want to be around awful people and they want to be around you?
Yeah.
Now, back to Froggy. Do your parents talk to your sister?
No.
Oh, so it's her.
Wow.
We've tried. It's just a long relationship. As long as I can remember being a child, it was always a very strained relationship. And then, like I said, about 16 or 17 years ago, there were some really bad things that happened. And it just, she was in our wedding. I mean, I tried very hard to have a relationship with her. Yeah. And it just, it's just not one that's ever going to happen. It's not one that's ever going to be what we want it to be. And so it's better off just left alone. I don't wish her any ill will. I don't hate her. I just don't want to, I don't have a relationship with her. I didn't grow up with her. And so it's just,
Does she look like you? Is there a woman walking around that looks like you?
No.
Froggy with long hair.
God, that would be an ugly woman.
Does she have kids that you like, but now you don't get to see them?
I don't really know her children. She had one child while I was still talking to her. And that was really kind of the beginning of the end. And that was it. So I don't really know any of her children. I know she does have kids though, because I know other people who speak to her.
Do you still talk to her ex-husband?
No, he accidentally called me one time. This is a great story. So one day my phone rings at home, and it's his name. And I'm like, hello. And he wants to talk to somebody else whose first name was very close to my first name. And so I said, yeah, you got the wrong number. He's like, what? And I'm like, hey, Randy. I said, listen, dude, you called the wrong number, and I totally get it. And I know you don't want to talk to me, but it's all good. He hung up. I never talked to him again.
Wow.
But he did. Holy but he did call my dad one time, and he did call my dad. And my dad's like, who's this? And he's told him, he's like, I don't know who you are. He's like, I just wanted to tell you were right. And my dad's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he hung up.
She may listen to the show every day. Is she aware that?
The way he's describing it, there's no way
she. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, she has to have looked you up on social media. You're a public figure. Well,
Did
you block her?
No, remember, I've been doing this since 1994. So she knows what I do. I'm sure she's wanting to get in touch with me. I didn't grow up with her. So she's my half sister. So I did not grow up with her. I knew her as she was around and then not around, around and not around. We tried to have a relationship. And it just doesn't work. It's better off left the way it is. I don't want anybody to say anything mean to her or be mean to her. I don't hate her. I just don't have a relationship with her. She doesn't have a relationship with me, and it's better
off
that way.
Understood.
There's no hatred.
It sounds like Scary wants to have a relationship with her.
Yeah, is she hot? Scary wants to know if she's hot.
Is she hot, Frog?
I'm just kind of curious. She looks exactly like my father. I mean, exactly like my father, but she's a female.
Oh, he's so cute, your dad.
Okay, but good. Well, you can have him, Danielle. You want me to send him to you?
You're always trying to give him to me.
What does your girlfriend look like? Well, she looks like a 65-year-old man. She's hot.
I look like my dad. It's uncomfortable. My dad looks like Charles Barkley, so.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
It's true. But back to should I have told my friend or not.
How did you get on this topic?
Yes.
Froggy said
you
that.
You should have. You have to be honest because later when it turns bad, if you don't warn them, then you can't say, yeah, I kind of thought that was going to be. You're going to have to keep it forever close to the vest.
She's going to say, how did you not know this?
Yeah.
Well, but you could be assuming the worst, though.
Should we take bets on how long they're going to say?
How long until she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How long's her lease?
I think it's probably going to be like
minutes?
6 months.
Okay. I was like, 5, 15.
I'd say 4 months.
4 months?
Yeah.
6? What do you guys think? Knowing the situation that we can't talk about, what do you think it's going to be?
I say a month.
No. It's like any relationship. At first, everybody's on their best behavior, but then that will slowly start to trickle off, and there'll be like a blow up here or a blow up there, and then that will become the norm.
Hey, remember the look, I'm not giving anything away, but if you watch Squid Game, when they all think it's a fun situation and they go to play red light, green light, and then they realize it's not, you know the look
that
on their face?
Absolutely giving it away.
No, no.
What are you talking about?
No, no. You remember the look on their face when they figure out what's going on?
Yeah.
That's the look that person's going to have when they figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh!
See, I always do the tempering thing. I'm always like, well, you know, it's a good opportunity, but, you know, just...
So you guys are saying I should have told someone.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
Probably. Next time I will. Yeah. That's why I come to you guys with all my problems.
It's always better because, Gandhi, they're going to come back to you at the end and say, hey, why didn't you tell me? And you're going to either have to say you never knew or, you know...
Lie some more.
It's going to be very obvious I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Good to know. All right.
Or you could just leave and go in the witness protection program or something so this person can't get in touch with you.
I didn't realize you can get out of the witness protection program. Like, I was watching a documentary on MTV where a kid went into it because of his family, and he got out of the witness protection program. And aren't you just asking to get your ass kicked? Didn't Tekashi, like, get out of the witness protection?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Didn't Henry Hill from Goodfellas?
Yeah, he wrote a fucking book, didn't he? Like, I mean, you do something like that. You go into witness protection and then you write a book and talk about your experience. It seems like a life thing
once you're in witness protection.
Apparently, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
No, if you're protecting yourself from a certain person, that person dies, then unless their family has a vendetta, you're fine.
But when you're protecting yourself from the mafia pretty much doesn't die.
Right,
there's no such thing as the mafia. I just want to go on record and say that. I don't believe that.
Right. Not a thing.
I got a bridge to sell you. Did you know 70% of the companies in Sicily, the Sicilian businesses, are paying protection to the Sicilian mafia?
Stop it.
70%,
really?
Yeah.
That's a great gig.
The other 30% have burned down.
Does anybody know here anybody that you know?
I dated somebody.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I would never say it if I did.
And he went and he tried to do some like pickups and drop-offs while we were dating, and I figured it out, and I was like,
ooh.
Something's going on here.
Danielle, were you the gamad?
No, I wasn't.
You were the girlfriend?
No, it was just a girlfriend.
Okay.
But I was like, something's not right. And then I figured it out and I was just like, oh, okay. Ooh.
I learned about this later on in life. My babysitter growing up, because both of my parents worked, was a gamad. Oh, how do you say it? Gamad?
Gamad.
Gamad.
To Vinny the Chin.
Oh. Vinny the Chin. I'm going to Google that one.
Vinny the Chin.
The guy that wore bathrobes to court, and everyone thought he was crazy, but it was more of a ploy to kind of like, but yeah, she was, I learned about that later on in life. I go, oh, did anything happen at the house or anything like that? And like, no, we learned about it after the fact too. Mm-mm. So it was very interesting.
That's awesome.
So you know those deals
that
see and they pop up, hey, for just €3, you can buy a place in Italy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So of course my ass was like, let me look this up. I could totally do this. And then you have X amount of time, you have to put so much money into it, and then that place is yours. When I talked to people about how it actually works, that was one of the things that they said. They said, you are going to get held up. One, you're going to be paying these construction companies. Basically, they work as fast as you pay them. Second of all, there are other people you're going to have to be paying.
Oh, no shit. It's a scam.
It's a scamboni. I was like, I can't get in with the mafia on my €3 property that I thought was clearly too good to be true. So don't fall for that one.
You wouldn't want something to happen to your place, would you?
Exactly.
He wants to keep an eye on it,
bad
right?
Things are happening all the time around here. We can make sure that doesn't happen.
That's exactly what they said. They said it's going to be not only construction that moves at the pace of a snail, but the overlords of other things that you're going to need done. And I was like, oh, you fuckers. I was so excited.
Things are starting to turn, you know, light up and get on fire all by themselves all the time.
Crazy. So crazy.
And that's all the time we have for today.
Hey.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey.
Gabagool.
Gabagool.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.